With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history has officially ended, but the reopening isn't instantaneous. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The disruption of the closure, clocking in at 43 days, ranged in the impact it had on people. Federal workers who were immediately and directly affected are returning to their jobs. Flight disruptions will continue at some of the nation's airports. Some states say some recipients of food aid through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, received their full monthly benefits, but others may have to wait up to a week. Two of the Smithsonian's museums reopened on Friday, and the rest will reopen by Monday. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Justice Department has sued to block California's new congressional map. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
On November 4th, California voters approved redrawn congressional boundaries that could give Democrats a shot at gaining five U.S. House seats. About a week and a half later, though, the Justice Department's filed a lawsuit challenging the new map, joining a case brought by the California Republican Party. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom pushed hard for the new boundaries, saying it would counter a Republican-led effort in Texas backed by President Trump. Two other Republican-led states, Missouri and North Carolina, have also redrawn their maps to boost GOP chances. But California's redistricting is the first and so far only effort being challenged by the Justice Department. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russia's launched a major missile and drone attack on Kyiv, killing six people and wounding at least 35, including a pregnant woman. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 309 points. The Nasdaq rose 30, with the S&P 500 declining 3. This is SRN News. Religion is not important to a lot of Americans.
A new Gallup poll finds only 49% of adults say that faith is a significant part of their life, down from 66% just 10 years ago. That's the largest drop in any country in the world during that time period. However, the U.S. is still a lot more religious than the rest of the industrialized world. While only 49% of Americans say religion is important to them, just 36% of people in the countries of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development say the same.
That's correspondent Michael Harrington. U.S. Catholic bishops have voted to make official a ban on sex change operations at the nation's many Catholic hospitals. That decision formalizes a years-long process for the U.S. Church to address the issue. The bishops approved revisions to their ethical and religious directives that guide the nation's thousands of Catholic hospitals and providers. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Trump administration has announced trade frameworks with four Central and South American countries.
The White House says it has come to terms with Argentina, Ecuador, El Salvador, and Guatemala. The trade frameworks are aimed at boosting the ability of American companies to sell industrial and agricultural products in those countries. The deals haven't been finalized, but are expected to be signed within about 2 weeks.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon is planning to retire early next year. The company says McMillon will be stepping down January 31st and replaced by John Furner, the head of Walmart's U.S. operations, the next day. President Trump's tariffs may soon start putting more money in Americans' pockets. The White House signaling commitments to the president's proposed $2,000 tariff checks for most Americans. On Wall Street, the Dow was off 309 points at the closing bell. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.